Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yesterday evening, we heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey from the home of Advaita Charya in Shantipur to the Jagannath Temple in Jagannath Puri. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded to Jagannath Puri from the home of Advaita Charya, he stopped in Bhuvaneshwar and visited every temple in that city. Then he happily continued his journey to see Lord Jagannath. He traveled quickly alone from the Uttaranala towards the temple of Lord Jagannath, with his devotees following him slowly from behind. Then, in great eagerness, with ever-quickening steps, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the temple of Jagannath Swami. He was agitated with bliss upon seeing Lord Jagannath. He leaped high into the air again and again. tears flowed in the four directions from his eyes. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life of all the worlds, he gazed at Lord Jagannath with Balaram and Subhadra. And gazing at them with fixed eyes, the Lord yearned to embrace them. Within a second, he ran to them and fell to the ground, fainting in ecstasy. The guards who were protecting Lord Jagannath in the temple were astonished. They had never seen anyone act in this way before. But they were also foolish. They came before the Lord. They stood over him. And with sticks raised, as he had fainted to the ground, they were ready to beat him. But, by the arrangement of divine providence, which means Krishna's desire, a few moments before, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had eagerly entered the temple, desiring to see Jagannath. And he saw the wonderful actions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw that the guards began to threaten to beat the Lord, and seeing the danger, he quickly forbade them to do so. The guards, stopped by Sarvabhauma, they stood back, afraid. Sarvabhauma protected the Lord, but he did not break his ecstatic trance. And finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought in his heart, I should bring this sannyasi to my home. He said, guards, pick up this jewel of men. And the servants who carry Lord Jagannath during the Pandava Vijay ceremony then picked up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the Lord was carried, jubilant shouts of Hari, 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 Hari filled the atmosphere as the devotees raised their hands in the air and called out, Hari, Hari, Hari. And that sound vibration filled the four directions. Just then, Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees, who are following the Lord from Ataranala from behind, they arrived at the Singhadwara temple, the lion gate, and they were filled with wonder and surprise because they saw that everyone was staring at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was being carried. He was being passed from one guard to the next as a line of ants carries a grain of rice. Everyone was filled with bliss from touching the Lord and seeing their Lord. The Lord's associates, the devotees, immediately bowed down and they happily followed behind. And they too arrived at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And they entered just as the Lord was carried inside and just before the doors were closed and no one else was allowed to enter. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with a happy heart, he looked at the Lord's associates and he spoke politely and he began to wonder who was more fortunate than he was, for the Lord had spontaneously arrived in his home. He looked at Nityananda Prabhu and humbly took the dust from his feet. Then, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, remember, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely unconscious at this time, in ecstasy, having fainted in his love for Lord Jagannath. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord's associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, Brahmananda, and Damodar, and Jagadananda, He offered some men of his to act as guides for them, and they went to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. The men who were asked to lead Nityananda Prabhu and the others to Lord Jagannath, they folded their hands and they pleaded with him, "When you see Lord Jagannath, please be peaceful. Don't do what your master has just done. After he entered the temple and did what he did, we feel fortunate that Jagannath is still sitting on the altar. Therefore, please be peaceful when you see Lord Jagannath. This we beg you." Hearing this, the devotees smiled. And they said, "Don't worry, don't worry." So Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees entered the temple. And they looked at Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And they too began to weep. They offered dandavat obeisances. They circumambulated the Lord. They saw Baladev, Subhadra, and they recited prayers. And the Brahmin priests, the pujaris who were attending them, they took garlands from Jagannath's neck and happily placed them around the necks of the devotees. And accepting the Lord's garlands with happy hearts, they quickly returned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious when they returned. He did not even manifest even a single sesame seed worth of external consciousness, completely absorbed inside in his relationship with Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat down at the Lord's feet. Then Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannanda Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda, and Nityananda Prabhu, and Brahmananda. And they all surrounded the Lord. And they began to softly, they began to loudly chant Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The only difference was they chanted loudly. Like this.
Hare.
Krishna, Krishna. But for 9 hours, the devotees chanted loudly, surrounding the Lord. And then finally, after 9 hours had passed, he came back to consciousness. And all the devotees loudly called out, Hari Bol. Just imagine what it was like. He was in complete internal consciousness, ecstatic trance. The devotees had experienced Mahaprabhu in this way before, but never for such a length of time. And finally, after they chanted loudly and loudly, he came back to external consciousness and jumped up, chanting Krishna's names. And after some time, he became peaceful. And he asked everyone, "What happened to me today? Do you know? If so, please tell me." Finally, Nityananda told the Lord, "Simply by seeing Lord Jagannath, you fell unconscious. By divine arrangement, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there. He picked you up and brought you to his home. And overcome with ecstasy, you did not manifest external consciousness for 9 hours. And this person, bowing by your feet, now is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once embrace Sarvabhauma. Lord Jagannath has been very merciful to me, for he has brought me to your home. In my heart, I had been wondering how I could meet you, and Krishna has already and easily fulfilled my desire. Speaking these words, Mahaprabhu glanced at Sarvabhauma, and he smiled, saying, "Please, we are here. What happened to me today? As I was approaching Lord Jagannath, I gazed at him. In my heart, I yearned to embrace him and hold him to my chest. I ran towards the Lord, and just as I was about to embrace him, I don't know what happened. And I don't know what happened after that. But by Lord Jagannath's will, you, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who were present today, you protected me from a great danger. I am fortunate that today I did not embrace Lord Jagannath. For if I had done so, a great calamity would surely have fallen upon me. But I vow from today onward, I will only have darshan of Lord Jagannath from outside, from the Garuda Stambha. I will not enter inside the inner temple again. I will stand behind the Garuda Stambha, and from there, far away, gaze at the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "O Lord, yes, today you avoided a great calamity, but it is getting late. And now it is no longer daytime. Please at once bathe, and then we will take the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. Raise your hands if you have ever taken the mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath. Raise your other hand if you have taken the mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath. And long as your two hands are raised in the air, you might as well say, Hari Bol! Now, all those who have never taken the prasadam of Lord Jagannath, raise your hands in the air. Both hands. And say, Hari Bol! Now, does anyone have any Jagannath mahaprasadam that these devotees can have?
Plenty in Melbourne Temple.
Huh?
Plenty in Melbourne Temple.
Ah, but we have to be careful on Ekadasi. But Lord Jagannath's mahaprasadam is not of this world. You take it and you become so happy. Is that true? It is not of this world. And when Nityananda Prabhu said this, Mahaprabhu said, "Oh Nitai, you should always protect me. Please protect me. I place my body in your care." Mahaprabhu then went with the devotees and bathed. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, and he sat down with the other devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quickly brought many kinds of mahaprasad and placed them before the Lord. And upon seeing this mahaprasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately bowed down and he happily began to honor the Jagannath Prasadam with his associates. Actually, Mahaprabhu said, "Just give me a little bit," because his mood was an extreme renunciation. "Give the sweets and other opulent prasadam to the other devotees. I will take some mixed vegetable and that's all." But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Oh, wonderful sannyasi, please, I want you to honor the prasadam just as it was taken by Lord Jagannath." And Mahaprabhu agreed. So he and the devotees took prasadam, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought fresh rice on a golden plate, and the Lord honored that as well. And in taking this Jagannath Mahaprasadam, He enjoyed endless bliss. What did he enjoy? Anyone who hears these descriptions of the Lord enjoying his happy pastimes of honoring Prasadam and Jagannath Puri will attain the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest himself as the Supreme Lord while he was in Jagannath Puri. He concealed that. He hid that. But by divine arrangement, one day the Lord sat down with Sarvabhauma in a secluded place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "O saintly Sarvabhauma, please hear what I have to say. I will reveal to you my heart, my deepest thoughts. I came here to see Lord Jagannath. But still, it is you who is the root of my purpose for coming to Jagannath Puri. Because I cannot hear the words spoken by Lord Jagannath. No, it is you who will cut the bonds that tie me to material existence by your instructions. Krishna's power rests in you, and you can give others pure love for Krishna. Therefore, I now take shelter of you, and please do good what is good for me. What religious activities should I perform? How should I act so that I will not again fall into the well, the deep well of repeated birth and death, which is material existence? Without trying to trick me, please teach me. Please instruct me. Please know that in every way, I am yours." In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his Maya potency. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words to Sarvabhauma. And not knowing the Supreme Lord's heart, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to reply, "You have spoken well. No one before has ever seen or even heard descriptions of the wonderful devotion that has arisen within you. Krishna's mercy is yours. But one thing I would like to tell you. You are very intelligent. But why have you accepted sannyas? Try to understand. When a person accepts sannyas," he began to speak to him as if he was a Maya, because Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas in the Bharati Sampradaya. And he was wearing the dress, the vesh, of an impersonalist Mayavad sannyasi. So he began, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to speak to him as if he was a Mayavad sannyasi. He said, "When a person accepts sannyas, the first thing is that he becomes tightly bound by ropes of pride and false ego. He holds his danda, he thinks he is very wise, and in that condition, he will never humbly fold his hands before anyone." This is what the Mayavadi sannyasis are like. The Vedas say that one should touch the dust of a saintly person's feet. But a proud sannyasi will not humbly bow down before anyone. Pride is never good. Beginning with Brahmins and ending with dogs and outcasts, one should respectfully offer obeisances to everyone. When one accepts sannyas and shaves off his sikha, that's what the Mayavadis do, then everyone bows down before him and they bring big, big offerings to him. From the very beginning, this is a calamity. Please hear how the sannyasi loses his intelligence, how he becomes completely lost. The soul's natural duty is to worship the Supreme Lord, and turning away from this duty, these sannyasis, they say, "I am Narayan." And I've actually seen this in Vrindavan. When the Mayavadi sannyasis greet each other, they say, "Namo Narayan." paying obeisances to the other sannyasi as if he was the Supreme Lord. But these same sannyasis who think of themselves as Narayan, when they fall asleep in ignorance, he cannot answer the question, who am I? And still he claims, I am Narayan. Therefore I ask you, why have you entered on this path? Why have you become a sannyasi? If by serving Krishna with devotion, one becomes delivered from this world, and you already have so much devotion, what more will one attain by shaving off his sika and becoming a sannyasi? If you say that Madhavendra Puri and other fortunate souls accepted sannyas and shaved off their sikas, then I replied to you by asking, is this the proper time of your life for you to accept sannyas? Only after 3/4 of their lives had passed, and they had already tasted whatever nectar lies in material things, did these great souls accept sannyas. You are young, and you are beautiful. How are you qualified for sannyas? How will you attain the spiritual goal of life by accepting sannyas? The devotion already present in your body is the rarest mercy. Even the kings of the yogis cannot attain this. Why have you become so mad that you have accepted sannyas? How old are you? 3. You are too young. And you? Oh, you can accept sannyas. It's okay. Hearing the words of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased. Oh, saintly Sarvabhauma, please listen. Please know that I am not really a sannyasi. Tormented by separation from Krishna, I cut off my sika and left my home. Please don't think of me as a sannyasi. Simply give me your mercy so that I may always think of Krishna. And this is how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, greeted Mahaprabhu by saying, Namo Narayan. And Mahaprabhu replied, Krishna Mati Rastu. May you always remember Krishna. This is the blessing that the devotees want. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna
Pranadan.
Pranadan. Krishna is the wealth of life. So Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please bless me in this way. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was bewildered because the Lord had placed his Maya potency over him. And if the Lord does not reveal himself, who has the power to understand him? Sarvabhauma replied to the Lord, but you are a sannyasi in a higher ashram. Shastra says that I should bow down before you and I should worship you. If you glorify me, that is not right. I then become an offender. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, please give up these tricks. In every way, I take shelter of you. Even of your shadow I take shelter. Thus the Lord played with his servant, and he said, I have only one desire. Please allow me to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from your mouth. There is no one other than you who can destroy the doubts that plague my heart. Sarvabhauma said, you are already very learned. That I know for certain. What statement of Srimad Bhagavatam do you not understand? What do you wish that I explain to you? I know that devotees like to speak of amongst themselves about devotional service. And therefore, they pretend to ask questions. Tell me where your doubt lies, and I will explain it away as far as I am able. Smiling gently, the king of Vaikuntha then recited the Atmarama verse from the Bhagavatam a verse that has 8 syllables in every line. Please repeat after me. Atmaramascha munayo. Atmaramascha munayo.
Atmaramascha munayo.
Nigranta pi urukrame. Nigranta pi urukrame. Kovanti haitukim bhaktim. Kovanti haitukim. Kovanti haitukim bhaktim. Itam bhuta guna hari. Itam bhuta guna hari. This verse means that all varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in their self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, even if they are freed from all material bondage, even if they are liberated, they still desire to hear about Krishna and render pure devotional service to Him. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities, and therefore He can attract everyone, even the liberated souls. Please explain this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Savabhama Bhattacharya. Then in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of the goddess Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to explain the famous Atmarama sloka in the Bhagavatam. His intelligence became completely absorbed. He began to explain each and every word, and he explained it in 9 different ways. And finally he said, I have finished fully explaining this sloka. Further explanations are unlikely. I have covered it completely. Has your doubt about this verse been removed? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gently smiled. Everything that you said was the truth. But now please listen, and I will offer you a brief explanation from another point of view. And you can decide if my words are correct or not. Sarvabhauma was surprised. Offering further explanations is beyond human power. This is what he thought. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then proceeded to explain the Atmarama verse in 18 additional ways. All original, all fully different from those already spoken by Sarvabhauma. And the Bhattacharya was filled with wonder. And in his heart, he thought, this person seems to have unlimited knowledge. Could he actually be the Supreme Lord himself? We heard in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gopinathacharya had already explained to him, he is the Supreme Lord, but you cannot see him. Even though the symptoms of the Supreme Lord are manifest right before your eyes, still you do not recognize Him because you do not have how much? Even a pinch of the Lord's mercy. But he had gotten some mercy from the Lord's devotee, Gopinathacharya. And now that mercy was going to reach its fulfillment in his getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So he began to think, after hearing these explanations of the Atmarama verse, that could it be that he is actually the Supreme Lord? And as Sarvabhauma was thinking in this way, the Lord manifested his 6-armed form, which displayed the combined forms of Sri Krishna, Lord Ram, and himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, "O Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what do you think now? Do you think I'm qualified to accept sannyas? In your heart, do you accept that I am a true sannyasi?" "Actually, my dear Sarvabhauma, I have come to the city of Lord Jagannath to show myself to you, because for many lifetimes you have been wrapped in love for me. The numberless universes come for me. They do not come from anyone else. Birth after birth you have been my servant, a servant whose love for me is pure, and that is why I have shown myself to you. Now you may offer prayers to me." Gazing at this wonderful six-armed form, a form splendid like millions of suns, saintly Sarvabhauma fell unconscious. And continuing to manifest his six-armed form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared with bliss, saying, "Rise, Sarvabhauma, arise!" He then placed his graceful hand on Sarvabhauma's head, and although the touch of the Lord's hand revived his consciousness, the Brahmana Sarvabhauma was still stunned with bliss and could not speak. The Lord then placed his lotus feet on the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma became filled with ecstasy. As he tightly held the Lord's lotus feet, he declared, "Today I have found the thief who has stolen my heart." And holding the Lord's wonderful lotus feet that are the goddess Lakshmi's greatest treasure, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya loudly began to weep. He began to offer his prayers. "O Sri Krishna Chaitanya, O my Lord, O Master of my life, please place your glance on me, who am so fallen, not understanding your inconceivable pure heart. I was so sinful that I began to teach you about religion. Oh my Lord, who cannot be bewildered by your Maya? Why should you not have the power to bewilder me? Oh Lord, please, I beg you, please give me loving devotion to your lotus feet. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the master of my life. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the master of my life. All glory to the Lord who has come from saintly Sachi Devi's womb. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the life of all. All glory to the Lord who protects the Vedas, who protects the Brahmanas, the devotees, and who protects the principles of religion. All glory to the Master Vaikuntha and to the Lord of all the worlds. All glories to the best of sannyasis, the Lord, whose form is purely spiritual and blissful." Speaking verse after verse, intelligent and saintly Sarvabhauma again and again glorified the Lord. He said, "In wonderful prayers that have been captured within the hearts of Vaishnavas all over the world, he said, let my consciousness, which is like a bumblebee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the ancient system of devotional service unto himself. This system has almost been lost due to the influence of time. Let me take shelter of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam, to teach us real knowledge, His devotional service, and to teach us detachment from whatever does not cause devotional service to blaze within our heart. Why has He descended? Because Kripam Budhir Yas Tamaham Tam. Because He is an ocean of mercy. And therefore, I surrender to His lotus feet. And speaking 100 verses like this, Savaboma grasped the Lord's lotus feet. He continued, "To deliver the fallen You have descended to this world. O Lord, I am fallen. Therefore, please deliver me. I am caught tightly in the chains of Maya. Education, wealth, aristocratic family are the chains that bind me. O Master of all living entities, please be merciful to me. Day and night, please stay within my thoughts. Lord, Your pastimes are inconceivable. They are unapproachable. And unless You reveal the truth, who has the power to understand them? You have assumed a transcendental wooden form of Daru Brahma, and You stay in Jagannath Puri and enjoy opulent foods and what You have eaten. You distribute to everyone as Your mercy. And now, as a sannyasi, You gaze at Yourself in the form of Jagannath, and You weep and weep and weep. Gazing at Yourself, You become like a wild man. Lord, who can understand Your greatness? Only a person who has attained Your mercy can understand You. And me, although I am so proud and consider myself so learned, I'm like a pile of ashes. Ashes. How can I understand You who bewilder the hearts of Brahma, Shiva, and the demigods?" Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still in His six-armed form, He replied, "O Sarvabhauma, please listen. You are my eternal associate, and thus I have shown myself to you. You are the reason I have come to Jagannath Puri. You have worshipped me again and again, and I am very pleased with your words. And I declare that all you said was true. How can anything but the truth come from your mouth? Whoever reads or hears the 100 prayers you have spoken, the Susloka Sataka, will without any doubt attain devotional service to me." I did read from some of that today. Oh, what difficulties I underwent to find this rare and valuable text. I trekked high into the Himalayas, through the cold, through the snow. And then, in an old sadhu's cave of ice, I saw something. Was it a book? Entrapped in ice. I melted it, and it was a book, but it was a notebook computer, and it had folio on it. And I looked on folio, and I found it. It's a Sloka Satana called Savaboma Sataka. Do you have folio? It's there.
Vedabase.
Huh?
Is it Vedabase?
Vedabase, yes. Vedabase.
Cool.
That's the truth. You must conceal from others, Mahaprabhu said. He was also speaking the truth. He wasn't making a joke like I was. You must conceal from others what you have seen of my glories. I forbid you to speak of this as long as I'm on the earth. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ceased manifesting his opulences, and again, as he was previously, he became a sannyasi. Saintly Sarvabhauma became filled with bliss and lost his consciousness. Here is the Shruti Phal, Phal Shruti. You know what that means? What does Phal Shruti mean?
Phal Shruti?
Yeah.
Phal means fruit?
The fruit of having heard this pastime. Anyone who hears these glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crosses beyond the world of birth and death and attains the spiritual abode. Simply by hearing these very confidential descriptions, one goes to Krishna. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody together, please, loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Everyone chant.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
While in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed his pastimes of kirtan. He was always wrapped in the bliss of singing and dancing. Day and night, in kirtan, he tasted the nectar of love for Krishna. He tasted nothing else. And seeing these wonders, the people of Jagannath Puri again and again called out, "Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari."
"He is the moving Jagannath," the people said. And everyone who saw the Lord forgot everything else. Unending sounds of Hari, Hari were heard on whichever path Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked. Wherever Lord Chaitanya placed his feet, everyone rolled in the dust and felt indescribable bliss. The Lord's matchless, handsome form stole the heart of everyone. A flood of bliss always flowed as tears from his graceful eyes. And the names, Krishna, 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 those names alone were heard coming from his mouth. His limbs were anointed with sandalwood paste. His graceful, slow motions defeated the motions, the movements of wild lions walking on the path. The Lord was never in external consciousness. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the nectar of devotional service. And gradually, all the Lord's eternal servants joined him while he was in Jagannath Puri. And in the Lord's company, they enjoyed their pastimes. Thus, he manifested the form as a sannyasi, the king of Vaikuntha, as he performed kirtan with his devotees. During his time in Jagannath Puri, Nityananda Prabhu would also become wild in ecstasy. He could not peacefully remain in any one place. And gazing at Lord Jagannath, Nityananda suddenly ran to embrace him. Although they tried, the temple guards had no power to stop Nityananda Prabhu. One day, Nittai climbed the golden altar and he embraced Balaram. A guard climbed after him and grabbed him with both hands. And the guard was suddenly thrown back a distance of 5 or 7 hands and taking the garland from Lord Balaram's neck, Lord Nityananda placed it around his own neck and wearing that garland and walking away like the king of elephants, Lord Nityananda simply walked out of the temple. The god then thought in his heart, "That mendicant has strength that is not human strength. Who else could stay alive in his body after touching Lord Balaram? I'm strong enough to hold and stop a wild elephant. How can a mere human being escape my grip, although I tightly held this person with both my hands?" I was thrown back like a blade of grass. Thinking in this way, that fortunate guard was very humble when he next saw Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda, who was simple and innocent like a child, affectionately embraced that guard. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the husband of the goddess Lakshmi, went to the seashore and he sat down. And gazing at that beautiful place, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased. The moon was shining brightly. The southern breeze blew, and the Lord sat down by the seashore, and with his graceful face and limbs, splendid with sandal paste, with his mouth, he was chanting sweetly Krishna's names. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Without stop, he was chanting Krishna's names. His chest was decorated with a flower garland, and in the four directions, his followers surrounded him. Smiling, the Lord looked at the beauty of the ocean waves at night. And in this way, the ocean now attained the same good fortune that the Ganga and the Yamuna had attained in the past. Accompanied by his associates, the king of Vaikuntha performed joyful kirtan throughout the night by the ocean shore. And tasting the nectar of love for a person who was actually himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced wildly as the devotees swam, not in the saltwater ocean, but an ocean of bliss. The Lord manifested tears, trembling, perspiration, roaring and shouting. The hairs of his body stood erect. Moment after moment, he manifested different kinds of ecstatic symptoms. All devotional ecstasies met together on the body of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these different ecstasies all assumed forms. They were all partial incarnations of the Lord. They were full of knowledge and power. No one else in the numberless universes can manifest even a little of the power that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested in his pastimes. And thus he, absorbed in tasting the ecstasy of a Vaishnava, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, danced with his devotees by his side. Only persons who have attained the Lord's merciful glance have the power to understand him. Those who completely surrender to the Lord and serve him with devotion break apart the bonds of repeated birth and death. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods meditate on in their hearts, now enjoyed pastimes of ecstatic love, dancing with his devotees as they chanted Krishna's names. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I offer my respectful obeisances to the Lord and all the devotees who enjoyed pastimes of kirtan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes by saying, "The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Everybody together.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please, together again.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Loudly, please.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody together. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna. Hare Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana,
Jai Sachinandana,
Gora Hari Jai, Gora Hari,
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 Gora Hari Jai, Gora Hari. Gora Hari Jai, Gora Hari, Gora 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 Hari, Gora 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 Hari, Gora 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 Hari. Gora, Gora, Gora Hare. Gora, Gora, Gora Hare.
Gora, Gora, Hare.
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga.
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga.
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga.
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant, chant, chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
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 Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai
Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda
Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai
Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Goranita, Jai Goranita, Goranita, Jai Goranita. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol.
Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol.
Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.